Ohio uses failure to vote as a reason to start the removal process. That, according to the ACLU of Ohio, is against the 1993 National Voter Registration Act, better known as the Motor Voter Law. Mike Bruckner of the ACLU of Ohio, which is a co-counsel in the case, says the state should be using change of address information from the Postal Service or death notices.
The problem with our election system isn't that there are too many people who are illegally or improperly registered to vote. It's that we're not encouraging enough people to vote.
The state says it does use USPS information and death notices, in addition to contacting voters who have not cast a ballot in the previous two federal elections. Ohio Secretary of State John Husted says maintaining the rolls is challenging, and the state gives voters many chances to update their information.
We're required by law to keep the voter rolls up to date. And when I got to office, there were several counties that had more registered voters than they had adults living in those counties.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Matt Richmond.